Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with In Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 28th day of January, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Hinton. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and talk with John and myself. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 39 degrees for the Klamath Basin today, and it's snowing. We need the snow, but it's snowing. You hate it, you love it, we gotta have it. Ain't no getting around it. Good afternoon, John. How are things today out there in Saigon, Jersey, today?
Good afternoon, Henry, and of course to all our listeners. Right now, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of, well, what are we going to call it? Nazi Germany, Jersey, Communist Jersey, Beijing Jersey? Take your pick. It doesn't matter. The crime, of course, is that this was really kind of the cradle of the revolution. Remember, it happened right here in New Jersey. So
it sure did.
It's almost a crime what's going on, you know, across the country, but certainly to have it one of the epicenters here of Nazism and communism right here in New Jersey, it's heartbreaking is what it is. But aside from that, right now in our northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we currently have 38 degrees, about 38% humidity, and the clouds did blow out, which is a great thing because I saw this plane laying a chemtrail. When I tell you, the chemtrail that was coming out the back of it was thick as what comes out of a fog machine, you know, the really industrial models like they use on movie sets. That's what it looked like. The plane flew over, left this huge chemtrail, and it was there for a good half hour, 45 minutes, and finally the wind kicked up and it pushed everything down south. So I'm not going to breathe that in, but somebody is, because, man, I tell you what, that was one of the densest chemtrails I ever saw. So wow. It won't surprise me if people start feeling sick all over again in another 36 to 48 hours.
I hear you. You know, the New Jersey thing, you know, with because it is, I mean, it's noticeable that New Jersey is one of the worst of the worst. And it could, you know, it could be like the numbers thing, because you talk about how the numbers mean shit to them, they don't mean shit to us, but that was the first place that the American Nationals handed the King of England his fucking ass, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people forget about Trenton right there, right around Christmas time, you know, while everyone was sitting home comfortably. There was a handful of real Americans, real patriots out there in the snow and the freezing weather, some of them with nothing more than rags wrapped around their feet. And, man, they weren't fighting for Christmas presents, Henry.
No, they weren't.
For their goddamn freedom.
Yeah, and they fucking won the war. I mean, well, they won the battle, because we're back in the war now, I guess is what you'd say. Anything particularly rubbing you the wrong way today?
Well, it's all rubbing me the wrong way. You know, it's kind of like stroking a cat in the wrong direction. So my hair's, my fur is all up in a dander over all this, Henry.
Yeah,
but
I
know. I love the insanity. Now they're advising already. Remember yesterday I covered that they want you to wear not one face mask, but two face masks. They're recommending three. And here it is a day later. Now they're already recommending four face masks.
You know, a pillow.
No, I keep telling him, look, just end it. Put the clear plastic bag over your head, put a rubber band around the neck, and all your problems will be over in 6 minutes.
I would think that a lot of people have seen the old movies, though, you know, where the person's laying there and they take the pillow and smother him to death. Pretty soon you're going to have a goddamn pillow.
Well, yeah. Well, this is one who flew over the cuckoo's nest. Remember in the end when he puts a pillow over him just to put him out of his misery because they did a lobotomy on him? Yeah. You know, and they're doing the same thing to us. They're trying to do a chemical lobotomy with these chemtrails and these vaccines. So, you know, they're only one step away from that. And, of course, they want us to actually put a pillow over our own face and smother ourselves to death.
That's how much they hate us. That's a damn fact.
Well, no, Henry. They love us. They love us so much, they're going to love us to death.
Well, yeah, they are. Or have us love ourselves. I mean, they want us to kill each other. They're spineless fucking cowards, and we know that. I mean, that's...
You know, when I was growing up, when you said you were loving yourself, that meant something completely different.
Yeah, it did. You're going to go blind. Yeah.
Anyway, what do you got on the plate today, Henry? Because, man, it just ain't going to stop until we put it... Because these are communists. These are Bolsheviks. These are your Zionist Jews. They don't know the word stop. It doesn't exist in the vocabulary. According to them, the world and the entire universe belongs to them. And, well, we're just in the way of them claiming that ownership.
You're absolutely correct. And the first article kind of, I guess it veers into that area. I mean, you talk about confusion and just not understanding why? Bill Gates shocked by COVID conspiracy theories about him and Fauci suggests social media firms may help censor such evil talk.
Well, Henry, because they're not censoring it at all right now. You know, what censoring? What are you talking about, Glenn? Yeah. What censoring?
Exactly, man. Anyway, we'll jump into that one if it's cool with you when we get back from the break.
Yeah, you know, Henry, because this is at the heart of this is really part of the root of the problem is just the massive disinformation program and the shutting down of anyone who's trying to get the truth out there. Because if it wasn't for that one little facet right there, more of the American public would certainly be awake than what's awake now.
Well, you're about to hear some circle jerk talking out of both sides of your mouth bullshit, and I'm going to lay it on you when we get back.
All right. I'm going to go find my fourth face mask to put on while we're doing our roll over here.
Yeah? Okay. And get a pencil, because if you're going to, well, sharpen your pencil at least if you're going to write down all the bullshit. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John Deep. And here we go. Bill Gates, shocked. I mean, shocked, John. I mean, this wonderful, the fucking feathers are falling out of his angel wings. He's shocked by the COVID conspiracy theories about him and Fauci suggests social media firms may help censor such evil talk. And, oh, man, him being, you know, like Spock's. Remember when they took Spock's brain out on Star Trek and it was running the whole goddamn place? He must think that that's his brain. His brain's going to run it. Because he sure wasn't elected to even to be a fucking dog catcher, but he thinks he's going to run the fucking country, him and fucking the rest of the fucking gang over there in the Silicon Valley. Oh, I need to have all their names written down here when I want to cuss
them all.
Don't
forget, Henry, people forget. They hear the term Bill Gates and they think him and his family name, the Gates name, you know, they think that's kind of a recent phenomenon. You know, Bill Gates was a nobody until Microsoft came along, which he didn't really develop anything.
Nope.
He wasn't even smart enough to write the software that actually Microsoft got built on. He couldn't figure out a basic DOS program. The guy's a blithering idiot. But when you look into the Gates name, it actually goes back many generations, clear back into the England with the aristocracy.
No. You know, it's kind of like Einstein. Yeah, I love when people tell the story about Einstein. You know, he was a mediocre student, you know, and he went through school and he really didn't look like he was going anywhere. And then he went to work at the patent office And all of a sudden, he had all of these fucking ideas. I wonder where he got them.
Yeah, well, and Henry, he didn't steal any of those ideas. Whatever you say, don't, whatever you think, don't say that.
Well, yeah.
And you're talking about a great Zionist there. He's a world-famous Zionist. You can't criticize him, Henry.
I know I shouldn't have done that. I probably don't sleep good tonight. It's just like the, like you said, the theft from Tesla. Of what they did, what the hell is his name? The greatest inventor.
Musk.
Huh?
You talking about Tesla? Or that's Elon Musk.
No, I'm talking about who he worked for. That son of a bitch. God damn it, he's... I can't... Brain freeze. Huh.
Wait, who are you talking about?
The guy invented everything in the goddamn United States.
Oh, you're talking about Edison?
Edison! Thank you. God damn, man.
Another one who took all the credit for other people's work. What Edison was good at is he was great at marketing his own name.
Exactly correct. And he's the one that everything that the big things that are credited to him, he stole from fucking Tesla. And Tesla was followed around his whole fucking life. Every time he gets, a lab built and start building something new, here come the fucking government and take it away from him, tear it down. Tesla wanted to give the world free energy. God, what a world we'd live in, huh? But
when General Electric tried to buy him out, tried to buy some of his patent rights and stuff, especially for this newfangled thing called alternating current, AC electricity, which Edison completely did not understand and could not wrap his head around it. Well, mysteriously, his lab burned down when he refused to sell.
Well, yeah, and they're going back and forth because the DC came out, direct current came out first, but Edison brought that out. But now the thought of having a power plant every four fucking miles just didn't work out good, and Tesla fucking solved it. I mean, electricity is a phenomenon, but if anybody came, the closest person to ever come to understand it, I think, was Nikola Tesla. Anyway, let's jump into this and let's see what's got Bill Gates so upset. This is from RT. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is looking to possibly enlist the help of big tech. No, he don't know those people. Big tech to help censor offending. Oh, fucking somebody got offended. They're going to get triggered. Online voices after he and U.S. COVID czar, what the fucking country are you in? What country has czar? Oh, that's right. Russia. That's a communist fucking word. Czar. There are no fucking czars in this country. The people are the goddamn sovereigns. We're the kings and queens. We don't allow czars here. Get the fuck out. Anthony Fauci. God, think of that son of a bitch. I'm a czar. That little puke. We're victimized. Oh, they've been victimized. Oh, God, now I ain't going to sleep tonight. Evil conspiracy theories. Ooh. Nobody would have predicted that I and Dr. Fauci would be so prominent in really kind of evil theories, John. Evil theories. About did we create the pandemic? Are we trying to profit from it? And on and on, Gates said on Wednesday in a Reuters interview. Well, I don't know if you invented the pandemic, but because there is no pandemic, because there is no COVID-19. I know you're running the death shot. I'm pretty sure you were in on, just like you were in on the fucking sterilization shots over there in fucking Africa, you dirty little prick. I mean, he should be extradited over there, and then people should get to fucking try him and do whatever.
Hey, Henry.
Yes.
Just like the New World Order is a conspiracy, right?
Yeah. It's all been a conspiracy, and then we've been sitting here since Uncle Joe Stalin took over the White House, and just stacks and stacks of these fucking memorandums and fucking executive people. Do you see what he is doing? Oh, this law here, I mean, not that any of this shit's any legit. It hasn't been since 1871, but since, the corporation replaced the republic. But he's standing there, this law here, give me my pen there, Joe Stalin. All right, that's not a law anymore. That's not going to be enforced. Oh, but this here, this is going to be the law. I mean, do people fucking see it? The fucker, you didn't, I mean, even if you believed in this system in the tiniest little bit, is it, what the fuck, a big pile of fucking executive order? You mean dictates, fiat dictates from a fiat dictator? Is that what you communists fucking put in place? Was a fiat dictator? All that fucking shit he signed, that's just shit wrote down on a paper. Most of it is fucking laws they're not going to enforce. I mean, it's like the immigration laws. I mean, they could never write those immigration laws because they were taking from each and every one of us without giving us due process of the law. Every time they let somebody in, a little chunk of the pie that belonged to every one of us, each one of us owned a little teeny piece of that piece of the pie that they just gave to a fucking foreigner without fucking taking us to court and taking it away from us through a due process of law. That's why that Bill of Rights was written. So they couldn't do this shit. But they do it, they do. And I mean that, and you know, the climate change thing we're watching now, he's signing, gonna be signing a big, he's got 40 fucking, executive orders signed. And you, when the executive order was to be used was when, you know, when we, it's hard to talk about because it's all fucking fraud. But when, the Congress passed legislation that was to be law, it had to be implemented. That's what the executive was for, the, you know, to implement the fucking laws and whatever laws the Congress put through. They were to implement them. And the executive order was, well, we're going to need, we're going to be, you know, patrolling the coast. We need a fucking Coast Guard cutter. So I'm signing an executive order for to put together a team to get us a boat. That's all that fucking power that goddamn phony. He's a fucking clerk. God, and people, I mean, you've gotten to the point to where you fucking fear a crippled up old fucking degenerate fucking perverted old clerk. The son of a bitch. I mean, I heard somebody say it, you know, this fucking, what, if they'll allow us, you know, or allow, I keep hearing that word allow. Now, if you hire somebody to work for you, and they come in and they're working, do they allow you to do shit, or do you allow them to do shit? Or fire their fucking ass. Who is the fucking boss? See, that's what they're, this is what this transformation we're looking at here under fucking military occupation of the fucking capital, by the way. And it is a military occupation. Under military occupation, this is the fucking a communist manifesto for the United States being enacted. And we're fucking sitting here watching it fucking happen. He does not have that power. It's just like one of the headlines today was, sorry, go ahead.
This is a war zone.
Well, goddamn right it's a war zone.
I mean, you look at the fucking military out there on the fucking streets, and you're sitting there going, holy shit, is this Iraq? Is this Afghanistan? Like,
it's worse.
You know, I know people are catching this shit, and I know that people are going, yeah, there's something majorly wrong here. But
that should be a real fucking clue. I can't believe it, you know. Well, we've talked about the muddy elephant sitting in your lap, and now he's took a big shit. Is he there yet? At any rate, I mean,
you know, Henry.
Good.
I know people remember, but because it wasn't publicized too much, but when they were getting ready to do the coronation of Biden, Pelosi wanted to have the National Guard there with crew-served weapons. And for people who don't know what that is, that's the big firepower. And you're only going to use that for one thing. They were going to use that on the American people if there was any kind of uprising.
You know, the thing about them big guns and stuff like that is it would look real funny hanging out of fucking Joe Biden's ass, wouldn't it? Because that's what's happened, man. I mean, they talk about this insurrection. There was an insurrection. You know, no, it was a plan. I mean, one day on the fucking stupid box, they tell you that, oh, this it looks like, you know, the FBI's investigated. This was organized. These people got, you know, this was an organized thing. The, you know, going into the Capitol building and taking over the Capitol building. And again, does anybody just even stop? I mean, they'd like that. You know, I've talked about the wiper and the dog, my dad with the wiper making the dog and get the dog going in a circle and walk over and sit in his chair and the dog's still fucking spinning around. Does anybody ever fucking break that fucking cycle? Does anybody ask the question? I mean, what was accomplished? Some guy in a freak suit said in fucking I guess it would be the Speaker of the House's chair. I mean, what exactly was accomplished there, people? Oh, that's right. They were getting ready to produce the evidence that showed the widespread fucking voter fraud across this fucking nation that's always fucking existed. Only they had to do it so blatantly because they had such a big number to make up. And everybody, this isn't something that just come along, you know. People have known about this for fucking years. And, you know, then that little beady-eyed bastard, fucking Brett Bear, man, I'll never forget that. Sitting there going, there's never been an a conviction of anybody for voter fraud in the United States. You fucking, why don't you walk up and tell me you think I'm a stupid son of a bitch there, fucking. I mean, they have this little punk. I don't know who he thinks he is. I mean, he must hold a high opinion of himself, but they try to get this image on the screen that's just believable. Like, you know, like, although this guy wouldn't lie to you, you know, that his phony fucking smile and his beady little fucking eyes. And then say something like that. Fuck you. Why don't you just look around and say, no man's ever fucked a woman in the United States of America. Everybody knows that. I mean, goddamn, it's sickening. We're going to have to get educated about this over the next year, and understand how does it, change people's behavior. What are you worried about my behavior for, Bill Gates? You're nobody. You're nothing to me. You're supposed to, you run a business. What the fuck did, see, that's one thing I've kind of been saying all along, haven't I? That pretty soon the employees of the fucking corporations are going to act like they have judicial power over you, and they have with this fucking mask thing. That's why it was done. So that they,
yeah,
I mean,
now, Henry,
good.
You know, I don't know if people remember, but you know, if you study history and you go way back, it's always been the same case where the servants somehow become the masters. You know, back in ancient Egypt, they hired for their security detail something called the not the Moleyards. I'm trying to remember the name of them.
Can't help you on that one.
Do you remember the name of those the guys? They basically hired them as their security.
Uh-huh.
And slowly but surely, because they had the so-called law enforcement capacity and the fighting capacity, they took over Egypt. They became the rulers, even though they started off actually as slaves.
Oh, yeah. This has been the same thing since the dawn of time. I mean, you know, you can go clear back. If I don't know how far, what people believe, you know, the caveman thing. I mean, that you can find structures now today that they found that show that back when they said people were Neanderthals and bent over and fucking, you know, grunting and fucking dragging the women around by the hair and what might have you, that there were actually civilizations that were fucking thriving at the time. I don't know how far you want to go back, you know, but it's always been, I mean, like Binky in the fucking brain. I want to take over the world. Why? Why in the fuck can't you just live your fucking, God, you won the lottery getting to be here, to get to see all of this, to get to experience life, to get to conceive things, to get to build things, to get to, I mean, the people talk about, you know, like these fucking crazy sons of bitches, these fucking Bolshevik Marxist motherfuckers, about, you know, just like man should be extinct from the earth. Did you ever think about that? Man should be extinct from the earth. We should just, everybody should die, except me. That's what it'd be you too. Let's just say that there were no humans. They were just, all of a sudden, we just all just disappeared. Who would be there to give a fuck? About, you know what I'm saying? Who would be there to give a shit about anything? There would actually be no universe because there would be no one, no mind. There would be no one that could conceive it. There would be no one to look up in the sky and see a star. None of it, I mean, none of it would matter. Would it matter if there was fucking a wombat or not? If there was nobody there to fucking see it? And like I've said before, you know, in the millions of universes out there, so far, I mean, everybody talks about aliens. I've never met one. Nobody's ever showed me one. Far as I know, we're fucking as you. I mean, in the vast thing, I mean, there's 7 billion of us on this one planet. But this is planet, they always try to make it look like it's the size of a fucking golf ball. And we're all crowded in it, which is bullshit. This fucking planet is so fucking big. I mean, it was unimaginable until we got off of the planet and, you know, looked around and looked out into the universe. And the universe, I mean, do you ever think about, you know, what's the biggest thing in the universe? And if it, and if the universe, I mean, in space, endless space, what's the biggest thing there is? And how do you know there ain't something bigger? There can be no limits. If there is no limits on space, there can be no limits on size. And what's the smallest thing? Well, you know, they get down to the atom and they think that they're, you know, it's like the discovery of uranium or what might have you. But then what is the littlest thing? We're clear down to quarks. We're clear down to fucking strings inside of quarks. But what are they? They have to be made out of something too, don't they? They are composed of something. And it's smaller than they are because they all have to come together to make a string. It's just this whole fucking idea that there's that people like Bill Gates. I mean, what, like you said, he was a mediocre, nobody son of a bitch, just like Einstein. And fucking, you know, here he is, this little pissant. I mean, I want Bill Gates. I want you. I'm old. I'm fucking 59 fucking years old. I want you to step up into my face. You or that fucking Fossey, either one of you, or Joe Biden, and just straighten my ass out. Kick. I need a good ass whipping from you. That's what I need. I need you to put me in my fucking place. I want you to show me why you think that you're going to tell me any fucking thing. Yeah, it's not conspiracy theory, Bill Gates. Everybody just found out what you're doing, and now you want to fucking have your buddies over in the Silicon Valley fucking censor it. When you can no longer get this broadcast, people, you know what you have to do. You either take a fucking knee and bow to your fucking to the corporations you're going to serve and demean yourself down to a lesser fucking species than them. Or you fucking wipe their ass out. When you can't talk about it anymore, which I think we've talked about it all way too fucking much for way too many fucking years. This should have been settled generations ago. But when they take, what is it gonna take when they finally empty the internet? All you can see is Brett Bear and his beady little fucking eyes and his lying fucking mouth, man, and that's all that, well, I guess that's all there is. I might as well put the gun back away. Ain't nobody talking about it. Well, it ain't about talking, because talking ain't going to change it. Doing is what's going to change it. Go ahead.
Bill Gates and Joe Biden should not hire their balls with the Blackwater USA. They should come and face people head on.
Well, you know, I expect them to hire their balls because they're spineless goddamn communists, and that's what spineless communists do. It's like somebody was, you know, asking or talking about, you know, the Universal Bill of Rights or some kind of shit, and getting rid of all this. And you know, I wrote a comment back and on that, and you know, I said, I guess you don't listen to the fucking broadcast. I mean, we've explained, or John, I said John has explained it pretty goddamn clearly that it's easy to let these motherfuckers slime in. I mean, they're pushing all the time. All you got to do is not be holding your fucking shoulder to the wall, and they're going to fucking push towards you. They're going to keep coming at you. They will not fucking stop. But violence is terrible. Everything you see on the television. Oh no, I'm no violence. You know how we got this fucking country, people? We shot the fuck out of the British. Violence like you can't fucking imagine. We see it's all right when that cop's beating on that 14-year-old kid, you know, tasing him and laughing about it and having a good time, fucking this piece of shit that can't exist, violating every fucking right that kid fucking has. That's all right. That's not violence. That's law enforcement. That's our corporate fucking cronies out enforcing our fucking dictate on the people in violation of the fucking law. Lawlessness. To them, but violence is always the one, you know, over in Yemen. What the fuck is Yemen to us? Is it a part of the United States? No, it is not. But over in Yemen right now, you know, you got goddamn, drones fucking, you know, they've blown the place back into the third world. The people are fucking starving. I mean, God, the misery. This is what's coming here. And I'll tell you, the more you fucking try to fucking avoid it, the worse it's going to fucking be. If everybody just fucking nutted up and fucking squared their fucking shoulders and fucking met them head on right now, We could, I mean, if everybody could hear my voice, if every American national, those that don't agree, you communist motherfuckers out there, like the ones that fucking come up on there, oh, we're gonna, out you. You guys are the problem. We're gonna, fucking come on, you cocksucker. You don't even know who you're talking to. My enemies make you fucking, you're nothing. Come out me, you motherfucker. That's what really gets me about Biden and the rest of them and hiring the balls. You know, of course they're going to hire their balls because they don't have any. But it's when they stand up in front of the mic, in front of the camera, and they give me a look like somebody I'm getting ready to fucking fight. You know, they give them like when Joe Biden looks, I mean, I can just imagine him standing in front of me. Well, you people won't wear them back. You grow up! And yells it like he's got something to back it up with. You fucking ain't got no balls. You got no fucking spine, Joe Biden. You're a fucking worm. Somebody else probably has to wipe your fucking ass for you. Don't act tough. But they like to act tough. It's like these bitches like that, AOC or whatever the fuck they call that whore. You know, they're coming up, they're just like, they're fucking like they got a pair. I'll fucking bitch slap you one time. I'll slap the fucking skin off your face in one whack, you bitch. You have no authority over me. You're a fucking infiltrator into the fucking United States that belongs to me and to the every American national out here. You're in gross violation of our absolute law and you have a fucking trial and a hanging coming to you. But other than that, do you get this mean look on your face? You ever been in a fight? You ever whipped anybody's ass? Have you? That goddamn look, man. It fucking gets just like that Blumenthal. When he talks about guns, you watch his face. He's like he's gonna come up like he's the son of a bitch. You're gonna come take my gun. And he says that too. I'm gonna take the guns. I'm gonna get your fucking ass over here. I wanna see you fucking take. I want to see you get through my gate. I'll come out in the fucking street and bitch slap you down on the fucking pavement and you will pee your pants. And you fucking know it. But this is how they try to project. You know, they're talking about keeping the troops there on Capitol Hill. And it's Nancy Pelosi. She's, you know, wanting to look like this tough person. Fuck you. But think of that old cunt. Who wipes her ass? Most of these fuckers that have been in the goddamn government for 30 or 40 fucking years, when they walk out, you know, they show, walk off in front of the camera, they go lay on a hospital bed. They've got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. And they're gonna just don't stand up there and act like you're a tough person, because you're not. You have to hire somebody tough to fucking even, to try and enforce your fucking dictates. And we're gonna fucking fight them. And we're gonna whip their fucking ass, cause we outnumber them 1,000 to fucking one, and you know it. You think that you're going to come up there and look tough and you're going to cause some emotion other than just, I wish you were here. Oh, how I wish you were here. It's who you could come up into my face. Joe, you badass. You tough guy. You grew up in the streets, man. You're bad. Badass Joe. Come up right up to my face and just tell me that. And see, I couldn't even hit you because you're such an old, decrepit fucking piece of...
He's going to take you behind the shed, Henry.
Yeah, Mike, I'll take you behind the shed. But I couldn't even, I mean, I couldn't, like, fist son of a bitch, you know, well, I might. But I mean, I would just, with an open hand slap, I promise you, I'll drop him like a fucking bad habit. He'll be laying there at the ground at my fucking feet, and he probably will pee his pants. Because I'll slap him so fucking hard it'll rip the skin off his fucking face. But this is what we face, and then we have this shit like Microsoft, the conspiracy theories and all this bad things that we're doing to them, you know. And then the next article I got here, Making America California. You really think you can fucking do it? Do it! You know how sick we are of listening to your fucking running your fucking mouth? You might kill any one of us, but you better understand there's fucking 999 more. You might sneak up and shoot somebody in the back because you're a coward. Or you might send 100 people to go get one. But while those 100 people are going to get that one, fucking 100,000 to go into their fucking houses to pay their fucking family a visit. How about that, motherfuckers? You think we haven't thought this through? And that's another reason that, you know, they're starting right now to purge the military. Because of, since the invention of the fucking airplane, air power has been the decider of the fucking wars, man. Now you have the atomic bombs, of course, and hydrogen bombs. But it's been air power. You think that, we're just going to subvert these fucking, and subjugate these goddamn Americans because they don't have, we have an air force, bought and paid for. There are about 20%, just like out in the real fucking world, like the real fucking vote that you fucking hid, the real fucking fraud that you committed, about 20% of them are fucking faggot-ass, goddamn, transvestite-loving fucking communists. But what about the other 80%? What about them? You say they know how to fly the planes, too. They know how to load the fucking bombs onto the fucking planes. We have an air force. And you fucking know it. They are just trying to find a way to make this about anything. I swear to God, anything. Oh, racial inequality. Oh, but you sound like a moaning fucking old fat ass whore. That's what you sound like. All these schools, it's inequality and transvestites and stuff. We're going to fucking wipe you so fucking out. It ain't even going to be a lot of us will die because of stupidity. Because that's the only way that you have ever fucking gained any ground on us is through your ability to fucking lie, cheat, and steal, and dumb people down. If the people in this country just weren't so fucking dumbed down, you wouldn't even be trying this, and you know it, and it ain't gonna matter. There's just too fucking many of us. What are you gonna do? After we fucking stomp your fucking Chinese you send over here, we're going to put their fucking asses in the ground. Then what are you going to do? You're going to start running for fucking New Zealand. You're going to start running for Sweden and Switzerland. All the places where they weren't part of it. They ain't nobody part of it. No. They're going to turn your fucking ass over to us. Or else they're going to eat a fucking nuclear warhead. That's just the fucking way it is. Get it through your fucking head. We're going to the wall with this. You're not getting shit from us. In fact, you're giving back everything you've stolen. We'll be right back.
Love's like a road that you travel on. There's one day here, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the dark and door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free love and soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I wanna drive it all night long.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I went out with just a little
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. Well, Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. It is 12:46 Pacific time, and that was Creedence Clearwater Revival was born on the bayou. And, you know, I'm sorry I took so long with it. I just got to the point, John, I swear to God. I can't think of any words loathsome enough. I mean, that are sufficient to describe just what fucking low down worm shit, pond scum, punk motherfuckers are punking us. I mean, I need to go to that planet where the artist formerly known as Prince went and find some words that I can't even say that I could at least think. That's why I said, you know, go ahead, fucking Bill Gates. Shut it all down. And then everybody will understand, well, there goes the soapbox. Right now there's just a few boards left on the son of a bitch anyway. Just go ahead and get rid of the fucking soapbox. And then the only fucking remedy left will be quite clear to everyone, I would think. And everybody's had time to get that fucking Bill of Rights out there. We will act within the law. We will be the good guys, the guys with the white hats. We will be enforcing the fucking righteous law that makes men free and women free and at liberty and allows us to own our property and that allows us not to bend a knee because we're the king and we're the queen and we bend our knee to no one. And we have formulated a fucking system for, litigating our differences as kings and queens. We don't have to sit down, stand up when the judge comes in the fucking room. He's just another son of a bitch. But he was a trusted son of a bitch, and we all decided that he's going to be the judge. And the only fucking authority he has is to make sure everybody's rights are fucking protected. And that everybody receives the procedural due process guaranteed in that fucking Bill of Rights. We don't got to stand up. You're not royalty, Esquire. All you Esquires, you motherfuckers are foreigners. You're taking allegiance to a foreign fucking nation. Just like fucking, you know, Trump and Israel. God, it's all this fucking, and you see when the fucking royal family, when one of their fucking bitches is getting ready to shit out a kid. The goofiness in this goddamn country. That's what our forefathers fought to get away from. So we didn't have to fucking bow and get down on our knees and pray someone who ain't no goddamn better than we are. They ain't as good. They are people without conscience. They would have you wipe their ass for them. As rude as they are and as arrogant as they are. How these fucking people can worship shit like that makes me want to puke. At any rate, John, I apologize again, and it's time for the tactical report, and the mic's yours, and I'll be quiet for a while.
That's okay, Henry. I guess that means I'm going to have to go take down my poster of, it was a Kate Middleton and Prince Henry or whatever his name is when they had their little fucking meat sack and the world was all goo-goo about them.
There you
know, of course, I put up a nice 8x12 portrait in my living room of them holding their little meat sack,
and it's,
you know,
gotta
celebrating
make
their royalty.
And it's got to make you feel better.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, giving you a little rant there, I'm going to go take it down right after the radio show. All right, let's get moving here. I'm John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Thursday, January 28th, 2021. It is 15:50 p.m., a little later than usual. It is 3:50 p.m. for all you civilians out there. And to all the retards who still keep waiting for Trump to step up. Oh, this has been a fake, what'd they call it? Not a fake transition of power. They called it a fake trying to remember what they called it. I saw a couple of articles saying, oh, this is all fake. The military's actually in control. Trump's behind this. Any day now, he's going to step out there, and he's going to arrest the entire Joe Biden and all the senior Democratic leadership for their election fraud. Any day now. You just keep holding your breath.
I just let mine out.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's it. Just keep holding your breath. Trump will be along any day now. Here, Trump will be here any day now. For all you retards, Mickey's little hand is pointing almost straight down, and his big hand is pointing at the number 10. All right, let's get moving. A couple of things I want to cover real quick. Let's just do a quick fly over the financial markets. And what's interesting, I saw another article talking about, you know, when the people who manipulate the financial markets, when they think the market's actually about to really crash, you will see them withdraw their money. And they, and this is, you will see an instantaneous drop in the stock market, because that's, of course, where they run a lot of their money through. Because remember, the stock market is nothing more than a wealth transfer mechanism. It transfers wealth from the many to the hands of the few. And I know, oh, why some people say, oh, but I made money on the stock market last year. I made $10,000. I made $50,000. Let's say you made $500,000, which would be pretty good. Let's say you're out there day trading every single day, taking those risks on, doing all the market analysis, and you made $500,000 last year. That's not bad. But you know what? These scumbags, these international communists, these Zionists, these Bolsheviks that are running this fraud called our financial systems, they make that $500,000 in about a half a second. Literally, about a half a second. I don't mean that as a joke. I mean literally, because of the high-frequency trading computers, they can make that $500,000 in about 500 milliseconds, which is about half a second. So you think you did good? You ain't dick compared to the people who are fucking raping the system every day. Anyway, let's look at their indicators here to let us know if they see something on the horizon that might give them a little bit of problems, because the first thing they're going to do is pull their money out of the stock market, and we'll see that. We will see an indication of that in these fraud indicators. Right now, over in the New York spot market for precious metals, we got gold at $1,844. That's about normal. Silver is currently at $26.57. It is up $1.28. That's a fair jump for silver. Going on down to the fraud indicators, we got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 400 points at 30,710. U.S. Zala Index is about 90.5%, and crude oil is down $0.50 at $52.30 a barrel on the New York spot market. Over in that gambling device called cryptocurrencies, we've got, look at this, Bitcoin up a whopping $2,100 at $32,556. Ethereum is up almost $100 at $1,332. And Litecoin is up 7 and change at $130 a coin. So I guess they're feeling pretty optimistic that they've gotten away with this transition, this treason, this sedition, this overthrow, this coup that was broadcast live on national television, because it was nothing short of a complete coup, people. And because you've got a military presence down there in that military citadel called Washington, D.C., you've got 20, 25, 30,000 troops that we're aware of, and I bet you there's more. That's called a military coup. This is a military coup in your face. Gee, no wonder Nancy Pelosi wanted the National Guard down there, wanted the security detail to have what are called crew-served weapons. That's the heavy firepower. That's the firepower it takes two, three, or four guys to operate, because you got to feed so much goddamn ammo into the damn thing. One guy can't possibly operate the machine gun or whatever it is you're talking about and feed all the ammo into it, because it can eat ammo so fast. That's what Pelosi wanted them to use on the American people. Still think they're your leaders? Fucking imbeciles. Going on. All right, let's take a quick look at this. Now, remember yesterday I talked about some of the insanity. You know, they're just making fun of us. They're just poking us in the eye now, just seeing how much shit they can get away with each and every day. It's not enough that they actually took the White House in a coup. They took the entire government, that is, the executive branch, the legislative branch, and both houses of the legislative branch, that is the Senate and the Congress, and of course they have control of the judicial branch already. So it was a complete sweep for them. On national television they did it. And they were so confident, they were laughing so hard, the very first thing they have Biden do over there, that imbecile, that moron, that hand puppet, is they had him pass there. New World Order, their Illuminati number of 33 executive orders in 1 week. None of them are legal. None of them. But they're just laughing at us. And to continue the comedic show that they're enjoying, they're going on with this so-called pandemic. And now they're telling you need to wear, one mask isn't enough anymore. Now you need to wear two. In fact, they even upped the ante on that. Then they went, no, you need to wear three. Now, here it is, barely a day later, oh no, NBC, doctors on NBC telling people, oh, they should consider wearing four masks. Wait a minute. Let me see. One on my face, one on my crotch like a jock strap, another one on my rear like a diaper. What the fuck am I doing with the fourth one? Where am I going to put it? Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to put that on my face. What, on the back of my head? I'll have one mask on the front of my face, and I'll wear one on the back. Kind of like when you put one of those Halloween masks on the back of your head, you know, because it looks like you have a face on the back of your head. I guess that's what they want. I can't even figure it out anymore. It's so goofy. That's our word for the week, by the way, goofy, because that's what this is now. Anyway, let's see what this says. Over in Zero Hedge, doctors tell NBC Americans should consider wearing four. That's right. One, two, three, four face masks. Dr. Scott Siegel, and you can be sure he's just doing this on his own medical expertise. He's not being paid to say this, so don't think that for a second. Dr. Siegel told NBC News that Americans should consider wearing four face masks if they want the most effective protection against spreading COVID-19. Well, you know what, people? I remember, it was actually a video, and I don't remember if I saw it like a hand-drawn cartoon, but I do remember there was actually like a little video clip. It was like a 8-second video clip where somebody was advertising the sale of prophylactics, you know, protection while having intercourse. And, of course, what they were advertising was the new, bigger, and better model, which was the entire body condom. That is, you put it over your entire body, over everything, arms, legs, everything. So you were like one huge dildo, and you rolled the condom over you. So it was an entire body condom. And what it showed was these two people in two body condoms kind of rubbing up against each other. So there was no chance of any transmission of anything in that case. So I guess that's what they're going to advertise next. We're going to wear giant, not even face masks, but we're going to walk around in hazmat suits. That's what's next, people. Just don't even bother with the mask. Just go out and buy yourself a $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 hazmat suit that has a filtered air supply and cooling system in it and a heating system. And maybe even has an internet connection in there and, you know, a visor display so that you can talk to your buddies and watch NBC News while you're walking around wearing it. That's got to be the next step. And I'm sure Nancy Pelosi and them, they've got some stock in the company that's going to make it. You can be damn sure of that. I'm going out to buy the body condom. I like that one way better. All right, let's see what's going on in the real world. What happens when you go and get that vaccine? Over in Natural News, Louisiana woman suffers uncontrollable spasm after Pfizer coronavirus vaccination. Well, gee, that's no surprise, since they're not injecting you with a vaccine. Remember, by their own definition, by the FDA, by the AMA, American Medical Association, and by the CDC, and by some other competent medical authorities, the so-called COVID-19 vaccine does not meet the definition, the legal definition that you would use in a courtroom setting. It does not meet that legal definition of what a vaccine is. A vaccine is supposed to do two things. Number one, the vaccine itself should invoke an immune response. That is, so that your body recognizes the so-called pathogen and learns how to attack it and kill it, and your body wins. Yay, go body, my team, yay. But then the other part of it is, it's supposed to stop you or stop the virus or disease from being transmissible. That is, it's supposed to destroy the capacity of the pathogen to be communicated from you to somebody else. These are the two components that a vaccine, under legal definition, is supposed to be able to carry out. Well, what do we have here with this COVID-19 vaccine? Number one, it does not stop transmission. It does not destroy or inhibit the capacity of the disease to be transmitted in any way. So right there, it fails by 50% the definition of what a vaccine is. But let's look at the other part, the part where it's supposed to invoke an immune response. Remember, the COVID-19 vaccine has no infective component. That is, there is no infective or viral component. Instead, what's in there is a set of instructions that goes in and it corrupts your DNA. Your corrupted DNA then produces some of the proteins that your body may recognize as a foreign substance and learn to attack it, or supposed to. That's the idea, or at least what they tell us. But remember, that means what they're injecting into you does not invoke an immune response. It goes in and it fucks with your DNA, but it does not produce an immune response. So even in that part, it does not meet the definition of what a vaccine is. So the vaccine has these two main components it's supposed to be able to do. Invoke immune response, which the COVID-19 vaccine does not do because it goes in there and it simply fucks your DNA. And the other part is it's supposed to be able to stop or inhibit the ability of the disease it's supposed to treat from being able to be transmitted to somebody else, which it does not do either. So it does not even begin to meet the legal definition of what a vaccine is. So calling it a vaccine is, in fact, fraud, absolute fraud, both under technical and medical definition. It is absolute 100% fraud. But let's see what happens when you inject this fraud into you. Again, over in Natural News, Louisiana woman suffers uncontrollable spasms after Pfizer coronavirus vaccination. Now, why are you having spasms? The spasms comes from what it is, or what it is being injected into you, which is a chemical and biological warfare agent. The chemical part is designed to attack and destroy your nervous system, or at least degrade and damage your nervous system. That's why it's a biological, or in this case, the first part is a chemical warfare agent. A chemical warfare agent is supposed to go in and interfere, interrupt, degrade, or destroy your body's nervous system's ability to function. Well, that's exactly what this so-called vaccine does, because it's not a vaccine. It's a chemical warfare agent, or at least one part of it. There's two parts. The chemical warfare agent, which is what's attacking this lady's nervous system, and then, of course, the biological part, which goes in and fucks with your DNA. So let's see here. So this is confirmation. This is a chemical warfare agent, because when she's having spasms, that is the characteristic. That's not the way that chemical warfare agents roughly work. That's exactly the way they work. That's exactly what they're supposed to do. Let's read a little bit here. A woman in the state of Louisiana suffered uncontrollable spasms after she received Pfizer's Wuhan coronavirus vaccine. Now remember, Joe Biden yesterday has forbidden the use of China virus. So now they're calling it the Wuhan coronavirus. The woman's son posted a video on Facebook showing her entire body convulsing uncontrollably. She was admitted to the hospital following her vaccination. Now, I'll give you a hint. When I was in the Marine Corps, my primary MOS was Stinger missiles, surface-to-air missile systems. It's a 7212. That's the MOS number. But I did get secondary training because I worked up in the S4 shop for a little while, which is logistics. And I worked with the NBC guy almost exclusively because there was only two people that were tasked to our battalion to provide the NBC training and equipment that our unit would need if we were deployed into a war zone, which we did for Desert Shield and Desert Storm. Well, there was two people. One was the officer in charge, and he did shit. He just signed off on paperwork. He didn't lift a fucking finger. And then there was the enlisted guy who did all of the work. Well, he was only one guy trying to take care of all the training and the equipment and everything else for roughly 1,500 guys, which were the size of my unit. It was roughly, if I remember, I was like 12 to 1,500 guys. And it was way too much for one guy. So I used to go down there and help him all the time. Ireland, that was his name. So I used to go help Ireland all the time. And because I was down there so much, he actually ended up training me in NBC, Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Warfare. And we used to have fantastic conversations. He showed me how to use all the equipment, what it was for, how to service it, how to maintenance it, because we had to do a lot of maintenance to the gas masks and the filter systems, and then, of course, the antrepede and the chemical treatments if you were exposed to a biological or chemical warfare agent and so forth, and all the test kits and everything else. So he showed me how to operate all that, how you maintain it, how you do maintenance to it all. So I got a great learning lesson. So it was really a secondary MOS, but I never went to a formal NBC school, but he did a great job on training me. And one of the things we used to talk about is what would be some of the characteristics if you were exposed to a chemical agent. Because unlike a nuclear weapon, when a nuclear weapon is used, it's what's called a self-announcing event. That is, if someone blows up a nuclear bomb near you, you know about it. You don't have to be told, oh, by the way, that mushroom cloud over there? Yeah, that's a nuclear bomb. So you may want to put on your mop suit. natural chemical overgarment. You may want to put on your mop suit, which is designed to help protect you from some of the radiation fallout. That won't do much, but at least it will help. But with biological and chemical warfare agents, the entire environment can be saturated with the stuff, and you wouldn't know it unless you know some of the signs to look for. Now, let's take both chemical and biological agents, especially chemical, because it's much more, can be much more fast-acting. One of the things you might notice if you walk into an environment and it seems a little strange is if you see a lot of dead birds on the ground. Ooh, that's an indicator right there. You're in a chemically saturated environment. Get the fuck out. Or at least get your mop suit on. Another one, if all of a sudden there's no bugs. You notice there's no bugs at all. No bug noises. And you look on the ground and you see dead bugs. That's another indication. If you see something like the grass is suddenly wilting in one spot or heavily wilting in a certain area but not in another area, that may be an indication that that area had gotten doused with some chemical weapons and it's actually killing some of the grass. But that takes several hours to a couple of days to materialize. The ones that are quick is if you see the dead birds on the ground or the dead bugs. Or you feel a burning in your nasal passages and in your eyes, especially your eyes are very, very sensitive. And then, of course, biological agents, you can actually ingest them, get them in your body, and it could be several hours to several days before you start feeling any of the effects of it. But the chemical weapons can be much quicker, especially the chemical weapons, and especially when it's nerve agents like VX, sarin, and tabin. And one of those major characteristics, one of the absolute characteristics that you've just been poisoned with a chemical warfare agent is uncontrolled convulsions, muscle spasms. That is absolutely one of the signs you have just been exposed to a chemical warfare agent, just like this woman's describing, because that's exactly what's in that so-called COVID-19 vaccine, a chemical warfare agent designed to interfere, interrupt, inhibit, degrade, or destroy the functioning of your nervous system. That is what a chemical warfare agent is. And that's exactly what they've injected into this woman. You go get that vaccine if you think it's good for you. Go ahead. I dare you. The sooner the stupid people are done with and gone, the quicker the rest of us can get to cleaning up this country. Going on. Now, just in case COVID-19 wasn't enough to scare you, remember, there's going to be the son of COVID-19, the ex-wife of COVID-19, the big brother of COVID-19, the uncle of COVID-19, you know, some other pathogen, bigger, scarier, more deadly, and of course requiring a different vaccine. So you're going to be going for one vaccine after another. If the first one doesn't kill you, or the second one doesn't kill you, when the bigger, badder, scarier pandemic comes out, well, maybe that vaccine will get you. Let's see what this says. Oh, here we go, over in Zero Hedge. First cases of South African COVID mutant discovered in the U.S. Here we go, people. Feel afraid, shake, quiver, fall on the floor, pull in the fetal position, and shit your drawers like a two-year-old with a bad case of diarrhea. Because you're supposed to be afraid, people. You're supposed to be so afraid, you're going to wear 10 masks. You know, there's a respiratory mask. Put 10 on your face. Or like Henry said, just put a fucking pillow on your face and run down. Don't walk. Run down to where the nearest place is to get your vaccination. Let's see what this says. Like this, they always do, usually, not always, they have a nice summary sometimes on some of these Zero Hedge articles, and this one's no exception. South African variant arrives in U.S. New York City vaccine logjam eases. AstraZeneca battle with EU intensifies. Well, it's because it's killing people. Germany recommends AZ shot only for people 18 to 64. No, they want everyone dead. U.S. cases near 26 million. Now, remember, you got to love the con. 26 cases, U.S. cases near is 26 million. Remember, there is not one, not a single confirmed case for COVID-19 because it's already been proven. COVID-19 doesn't exist, period. Nobody anywhere on the planet has actually isolated and proven the singular existence of a genetically unique pathogen called COVID-19. And after a full year of this bullshit and millions and millions and millions and millions of people supposedly infected and millions of people supposedly dead from it, there is no question that competent medical industries or laboratories would have been able to isolate it if it existed. but it doesn't. That's why they can't isolate it. Going on, global cases nears 100 million people. Oh, feel that fear. Fall on the floor. Pull in the fetal position. Crap your drawers. And then, as soon as you can get up, run down to the nearest vaccination center and make sure you get both arms out, because tell them I want one in each arm. Let's see what else the summary says. WHO, WHO, team ready to start investigation in China. But China already announced they ain't letting anybody in to investigate. They already said, yeah, go fuck yourself. Cuomo lists restrictions on hotspots. CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, tightens security in Beijing. Well, I don't know why. Their hand puppet, Beijing Biden, is over here. He's not in Beijing. Oh, maybe they mean Washington, D.C., because we can start calling Washington, D.C. Little Beijing now. Russia offers vaccine help. South Africa's first vaccines arrive February 1st. Africa secures another 400 million doses. Can we say bye-bye to 400 million people? Bye-bye. Go get your injection, and then bye-bye, because you're going to be dead shortly after you get it. Vietnam sparks outbreak, reports outbreak. Mexico's AMLO, I don't know what the hell that is, recovering from COVID infection. Malaysia see cases top 4,000. South Korea starts emergency vaccination program next month, while most will wait until October. How's that for us, some lines of bullshit, people? Because you're supposed to feel fear. It's not enough that COVID-19 here. Oh, no, no, no. We've got the ex-wife of COVID-19 or the ex-husband of COVID-19. The mutant, South African COVID mutant, is now discovered in the U.S. Feel fear, people. Walk around with 5 face masks on. One on your face, one on your crotch, one on your ass like it's a diaper, one on the back of your head. That's 4. I don't know where you put the 5th on. Top of your head? I don't know. I'm sure you'll figure it out. All right. Now, to make sure that they're getting the they call it predictive programming. I don't call it predictive programming. It's not that. It's conditional. It's predictive, conditional programming, because they're putting the story out. They're putting the cart before the horse. They're trying to throw the shit against the wall to see if it sticks. And here they are exactly trying to do that with this article over in Sputnik News. UK professor who warned WHO, WHO, about COVID-19 says disease X pandemic is around the corner. You know, they don't even know what to call it, so they're just calling it Disease X, or kind of like Malcolm 10, Malcolm X. Well, Malcolm 10, well, we've got Disease 10, because it's an X, you know, that's the Roman numeral for 10. Disease 10, or Disease X pandemic, is around the corner. Well, we already got the video, and that was some 6 months ago, where Bill Gates told everyone, while looking straight at the camera, with his eyes directly into the lens, if people don't take COVID-19 seriously, they were going to pick a more lethal virus They were going to pick a more lethal virus. That was the words. They were going to pick a more lethal virus. Well, there has been no virus released. It's all media generated. But they may actually release something that actually does cause some sickness and illness at some point, just to stress that they're serious. Let's see what this asshole says. The development comes a day after Bill Gates said that the world is not ready for the next pandemic. The Microsoft co-founder, who is at the forefront of the campaign to eradicate COVID-19. Well, here's how easy it is to eradicate COVID-19. Call up every major studio, every major news network in the world, and tell them to stop lying to the world. And it'll be gone. Because COVID-19 is not a medical crisis. It's a political crisis. And it's a public relations crisis, because they're using the media to foster the bullshit story that there's some kind of pandemic out there caused by this non-existent pathogen called COVID-19. So if you really want to eradicate COVID-19, well, just start arresting all these scumbags running these news agencies for creating a climate of fear, because there is no pandemic. But it says here, who was at the forefront of the campaign to eradicate COVID-19 said the next outbreak could be 10 times worse than the current one, and called on the international community. Oh, could be 10 times worse than the current one, and called on the international community to prepare for future challenges. How's that, people? You feeling scared yet? Did you just shit your drawers when I read that? Let me read it again, but this time let me read it right. The development comes a day after Bill Gates said that the world is not ready for the next pandemic. The Microsoft co-founder, who was at the forefront of the campaign to eradicate COVID-19, said the next outbreak could be 10 times worse than the current one, and called on the international community to prepare for future challenges. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling it, people. You feel it? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was just a little bit of gas. All right, let's get moving here. Now, I covered this yesterday. Now, I want to mention it again, and we're going to go into it a little bit. The mRNA COVID vaccine is not a vaccine. Now, I just covered that right in the beginning of this report here, why it's not a vaccine. It fails to be a vaccine both by medical and court-recognized definition of what a vaccine is. It fails on the two major requirements as to what constitutes a vaccine. Remember, the first part is it's supposed to stimulate an immune response in your body. That is, the infective portion of the vaccine is supposed to directly stimulate your body to produce the antibodies it needs to defeat the pathogen. The second part is it's supposed to destroy the capacity of the virus or the pathogen to communicate, that is, to be transmitted from you to another person. That is, destroy the ability of the pathogen to be communicated. That's the second part. Well, this so-called vaccine does neither. It does not stop the transmission of any infective pathogens, because there is no infective part. And number two, it does not stimulate your immune system. What it does do is go in there, fuck your DNA over, and get your body to produce the kind of proteins that are more prevalent to viruses and other external or foreign particles than is natural to your body, and that supposedly induces the immune response. But the vaccine itself does not do it directly. All the vaccine does is inject rewriting instructions into your DNA. That is not invoking your immune system to produce antibodies. The other part is it's supposed to stop the transmission of any viruses or bacteria or disease, and it doesn't do that either. So it does not meet the definition on either count for what a vaccine is. So what is it? Well, you just heard me explain over and over again what constitutes a chemical warfare agent. And that's exactly what it is. And because it goes in there and fucks with your DNA, that's a biological warfare agent. Because that's exactly what a biological warfare agent does also. And on both counts, it is a military warfare biological agent. And it's no curiosity that they've gone into Washington, D.C., now called Little Beijing, and they made it a military coup because they're trying to do a military hostile takeover of the planet, and they have waged war against humanity. And what's one of the best ways to wage war against humanity? Well, use a biological warfare agent and use a chemical military warfare agent, which is exactly what they've done, because they have declared war against the United States, against the people of the United States, and against humanity. And they are using warfare agents against the entire human population. I don't know if I can state that any clearer or any other way. I can explain it left to right, right to left, front to back, but in the end, I've pretty much explained it in the simplest terms I can think of that explains the complexities of what they're doing in simple terms. And if you don't get that, we are at war. They are waging war. They are using chemical warfare agents. They are using biological warfare agents against us. And they are trying to directly inject it into you. There's nothing else I can say to explain it to you. Go get your shot. And when you're dead, at least that's one less idiot to try and waste our time on to stop them from killing themselves. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my friend, my mentor, and my good buddy, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. On you, Henry.
Excellent report, John, but I couldn't get past the body condom.
Oh my God. I saw that years and years ago. It was just one of those spoof things. They were talking about prophylactic treatments and, taking protections, if you're going to have intercourse and, you're not sure if the person may have something or not. And so it was kind of a spoof article, and they showed a picture of these people wearing body condoms. And I'm trying to remember if there was actually a little video, and you saw them jumping up and down and kind of rubbing up against each other and stuff. And it was a complete spoof, but that's where we're at, Henry. That's the next step for us. Not the five or six masks, but entire body condoms.
Well, I'm completely for it, to tell you the truth, John. You know, these fucking these fucking imbeciles walking around. The word just ain't enough, but these pathetic fucking imbeciles walking around with these fucking slave masks on. I mean, you're like the queers when they came out of the closet. Only you've only opened the door and you stuck your face out. I mean, goddamn it, put on that body condom, stand up straight, and fucking proclaim to the world what everybody knows anyway, that you are a dickhead. And that little thing on the top of it, you could stick your fucking gerbil in there. I think it would be a wonderful idea. That's something a guy might want to think about investing in. What do you think?
You know, Henry, the only saving grace of this vaccine is it will prove Darwin's theory that the stupid don't survive very long.
Oh, yeah, it's going to clean up the gene pool for sure. I mean, God. Yeah, I guess that's what...
People do meet their end one way or another early. Hopefully they haven't had a chance to express their gene line into another generation, yep. But gullible people do meet their ends earlier than smart people.
Well, we need to be rid of them. There needs to be a purging on this earth, a purging of stupidity. Like I said, I've run out of things to say about the dirty sons of bitches. They're just completely pathetic. And I go to this town, people I've known all my life, they're wearing fucking their fucking slave mask. And some of them have it down past their nose but no, just put that fucking body rubber on and proclaim it. I'm a dickhead. I need my fucking brains. I need to die. I need to smother to death in this rubber. Clean up the gene pool. Anyway, again, excellent report. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another podcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I'm going to think of some new words. I mean, God damn it. You know, every day we promise you we'll come out here and tell you something that's completely outrageous, something that's completely unlawful, something that is a violation of your rights and a violation of the law, violation of fucking logic. You name it. It's a violation of humanity. And we do it. We keep coming out here every day. But you know that. You know, just like Bill Gates, they're wanting to shut down people are calling you a dickhead because you are a dickhead. You're a fucking piece of fucking human garbage. And in the real world, in the jungle, you'd last about 3 fucking seconds. And so will the rest of you son of a bitches that are falling for this. You're scared? You know what? Everybody's gonna fucking die. None of us gets out of here alive. It's saying there had never been nobody ever flew a plane. There had never been nobody ever jumped out of a fucking plane. There would have been nobody that ever fucking, hell, the continent would have never been explored. If everybody's fucking afraid of their own fucking shadow. And we're supposed to be the home of the brave, land of the free, my fucking ball sack. Anyways, I guess that'll be my fucking ball sack. And the fucking body condom and a gerbil in the top. That is the word from the trenches.